call the meeting to order. First order of business, the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, we have any changes to the agenda?
We would note that it was revised December 6, 2018, to add item of old business 2018-17.
Okay, thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes in the November 15, 2018 meeting.
If there were no corrections, they can be as submitted.
Look fine to me.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of November 15, 2018.
Second.
To move and seconded to approve the minutes of November 15, 2018 as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is change of zone number 1865, Francis C. Warrington III.
And if I can, Mr. Hudson was recused from this one and the next one.
Yeah, I will not be voting on these two. I recuse myself.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ number 1865 for Francis C. Warrington III for a change in zone from AR1 to MR medium density residential based upon the record and made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is along Old Landing Road, which has developed with a variety of housing types, including single family homes, multifamily dwellings, and manufactured home communities that predate our county's zoning code. MR zoning is consistent with the development trends of this area. Two, the property is nearly adjacent to the Sawgrass MR RPC. This application is a reasonable extension of that existing MR zoning. Three, the site is in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which is a growth area. MR zoning is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, the site is served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Five, this site is served by central water provided by a publicly regulated water system. Six, the Sussex County Zoning Code states that the purpose of MR zoning is to provide medium density residential development in areas which are or expect to become generally urban in character and where central water and sewer are available. Here, the property is one of the last vacant parcels in this area of Old Land Road and is surrounded by an MR RPC on one side and on the other two sides by manufactured home communities of 144 units and 474 units. It is basically an infill rezoning to MR. This location is appropriate for MR zoning according to the stated purpose of the district. Seven, the change in zone will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Eight, for all these reasons, my recommendation is to approve the application for a change in zone from AR1 to MR1.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1865, Francis C. Warrington III, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The motion carried 4-0. Mr. Hudson not voting because he abstained. Our next item is a change or conditional use number 216051, Francis C. Warrington Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2151 for Francis C. Warrington III for multifamily dwellings in an MR medium density residential district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks the approval of 22 duplex type structures on approximately 5.59 acres for a density of 3.93 acres per acre. Units per acre, excuse me. This density is appropriate within the MR zone, which permits up to 4 units per acre. Two, the property is in an area where other residential development has occurred, including the adjacent Sawgrass MR RPC with 282 units and other single family and multifamily developments. It is also surrounded by two manufactured home communities. One has 474 units and a density of 3.2 units per acre, and the other is 144 units with a total density of 9.87 units per acre. This project is basically an infill development and is consistent with these nearby uses. Three, the site is an environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in this area according to the plan, which states a range of housing types are acceptable here. Four, the proposed development will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the project will have 3.62 acres of open space. This includes amenities such as the pool house, in the pool, a pool house, as well as stormwater management areas. Six, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Seven, the development will be served by central water. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall be 22. B, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DLDOT requirements. C, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to this project. D, the project shall be served by Central Water to provide drinking water and fire protection. E, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. F, with the exception of the entrance road, there shall be sidewalks on both sides of the roadway. The entrance area may have a sidewalk on just one side of the road. G, Section 115-218 of the Zoning Code allows the county to require a 20-foot forested buffer around multifamily developments. There shall be a vegetated or forested buffer of at least 20 feet in width around the entire perimeter of the project, with the exception of the 50-foot wide entrance road area to the project. There shall be landscaping provided on the north side of the entrance road area to screen it from adjacent properties. To the extent feasible, utilities shall be located within the paved area or in the outside, south side of the entrance area to avoid interference with this landscaping. H, the applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the buffer areas. I, construction and site work on the property, including deliveries of materials to or from the property, shall only occur between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 8 and 2 on Saturdays. There shall be no construction activities on the site on Sundays. J, street naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. K, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of the roads, buffers, and landscaping, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common elements. L, the stormwater management control system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. M, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. N, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a swimming pool and small pool house installed on the premises. The swimming pool shall be at least 15 by 30 feet in size. O, the wetlands area at the northeast corner of the site shall not be disturbed and shall there shall not be any buildings located closer than 35 feet to this wetland area. P, all street lights shall be downward screened so they do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion. Second.
We moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2151, Francis C. Warrington III, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Motion carries 4-0. Mr. Hudson abstaining. Our next item is subdivision 2018-17, Tower Hill Groom Memorial Methodist Church.
On this one, Mr. Chairman, I wanted to ask the commission their thoughts on a couple of things.
Okay.
We just closed the public.
The record has not been closed yet. You'll need to do that today.
We will close the the deadline, though, for submitting things.
Was close of business yesterday. We did receive a number of items. They were all forwarded to the commission as they were received. So you did receive everything that was related to the TIS and the results of the TIS.
Thank you.
Okay.
But in that, when I'm looking at this plan, I just had some questions. One thing I wanted to ask you guys your thoughts on the fact that there is an active shooting area behind this development, this proposal. And what are your thoughts on buffers with that? Because although I sincerely believe everyone who would be back there shooting is a responsible hunter, the people who would be moving here from somewhere else might not understand that.
I think that might be the bigger problem by accident. And I agree. I think that could be a potential problem, as it was even pointed out during the public hearing. I think we need to go greater than the 50 feet that they're proposing, maybe go 100 feet.
It's just something for us to consider. Anyway, that's, I wanted to bring that. I also had a question for, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Mr. Robertson,
mm-hmm.
or Mrs. Cornwell, about the TIS and how much do we take that, okay, how much impact do we have on what can be done with the roads as far as, yeah.
So, well, the roads themselves, we say all the time, are DLDOT's responsibility. And I know that sounds sometimes like we're just trying to shift blame or whatever, but that's the fact of the matter. You know, DLDOT owns the roads and they dictate what, you know, changes need to be made or improvements, whether they be entrance improvements or improvements within the right-of-way up and downstream from the property. So, I mean, technically, Chapter 99, that's actually Section 99-9C, has those 17 items that you're supposed to take into account when you're doing subdivisions. And there's sort of two of them that come into play with roads and traffic, I guess, generally. Number 11 is provision for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways, and 15 is effect on area roadways and public transportation. However, that said, you still have to go back to what's in the record, you know, and so that takes us back to, you know, the TIS. It's really hard on any application, any land use application, given the instructions that the courts have given us over the years, to take into account just sort of opinions that traffic's bad. You know, you have to have something more than that. You have to have sort of an expert opinion or some sort of evidence that you can rely on. And that gets us into the TIS, you know, and DLDOT's information. You know, often they don't say you shouldn't do this project. They say if this project's approved, then you need to do X, Y, and Z road improvements, you know, which sort of almost neutralizes the traffic issues. It, you know, it doesn't come out really in favor of or in opposition to either the project or the impacts of the traffic on the roadways. Particularly in the case of a subdivision, you know, with changes in zone or conditional uses, those are much more discretionary and legislative in nature, whereas subdivisions are less so. You know, it's, you need to keep that in mind and mainly take into account what's in the record with regard to traffic. Of course, in this case, we have a nice video that shows no traffic, but you know, there's that. But we also have the TIS,
right,
you know, that goes through some pretty extensive and expensive right. traffic improvements.
And I have actually no say about, like, if I hate traffic circles or I love traffic circles, that's not my call.
Yeah, and we can't make DLDOT say, you know, don't put a traffic circle there, you know, because we don't have any jurisdiction over that. Sometimes we've said, you know, we'd like you to revisit or X, Y, and Z. What the county has to be careful of is putting somebody one way or another into a jam where we say you have to do no traffic circle and DLDOT says you have to do a traffic circle, then they're stuck, okay. You know, and that's not good for the county, for the applicant, or DLDOT, you know, so.
Okay. I make a motion that we close the record on 2018-17 Tower Hill.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to close the record on subdivision 2018-17 Tower Hill Groom Memorial Methodist Church. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
I make a motion that we defer decision on this tonight because I'd like time to read through all the things that came in yesterday and all the information.
A lot did come through.
Yeah, daily.
That seems like that. I second
motion. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-17 Tower Hill Groom Memorial Methodist Church. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then. Thank you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the Commission. Speaking of the rules of the Commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that, or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney here representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence to the record, for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also during the proceedings, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.